Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for June 18th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new feature in iOS 12 that Apple announced today. Starting this fall, when iOS 12 is released, first responders will be able to access location data securely and automatically when iPhone customers in the U.S. call 911. The move is intended to dramatically improve emergency service response time. Apple already implements a feature called Hybridized Emergency Location, or HELLO, that tries to estimate an iPhone caller's location for emergency services using radios. But next-gen 911 technology from partner firm RapidSOS will be integrated into iOS 12 to make emergency location sharing faster and more precise. Apple introduced a new feature in iOS 11.3 called Advanced Mobile Location that covers users in Europe, and next-generation 911 is coming to the U.S. on iPhone 5S and later this fall. Next up is HomePod, which is now on sale in France, Germany, and Canada for the first time. The move marks the first time the HomePod has been available in new countries since it went on sale in February in the U.S., U.K., and Australia. And Niantic has announced a major upgrade coming to Pokemon Go, trading. For the first time since Pokemon Go launched almost 2 years ago, the mobile game will support adding up to 200 friends, giving special gifts with landmarked postcards to any friends, and trading any Pokemon with friends in the same location. Niantic says the new friends feature will be rolled out starting later this week. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
So my article this week was looking at the role of keyboards or physical keyboards in iPad deployments in K-12. And I get this question a lot, you know, do we need them? Do we not need them? How many do we buy if we buy them? And, you know, it's a hard question to ask because it really just depends on what you're doing. If you think you're going to be doing a lot of report writing, I like them. And it's not as much because I don't like the software keyboard. But if you think about it, when the software keyboard is up, roughly half the screen is covered up. And so, I mean, you take a 9.7-inch iPad and you cut it down in half, and that becomes a pretty small iPad. Now, if you are looking at keyboards, you know, personally, I love Bluetooth keyboards like the Apple Smart Keyboard. Those are great, obviously pretty expensive. But Bluetooth in a classroom full of iPads is really difficult to manage because you've got the whole pairing, unpairing process. It really becomes quite cumbersome. And in the article I wrote, it'll be in the show notes, there's a link to a Belkin keyboard that has lightning, and it has a stand so the iPad can actually stand up at a good height ergonomically, a good angle. But it's a lightning, and so you can just plug it in and go. And this is one of the reasons Belkin made this is because a lot of standardized testing requires you to use wired keyboards and not use any sort of Bluetooth technology. So that's really the reason they made it. I like it. We've got 20 or so of them. We don't use them every day in our school, but if kids need them for a certain lesson, they're going to be typing a lot, typing a report in the classroom into Google Docs, they'll use it just because, again, it is a physical keyboard, so they find it to be a little faster. And again, it's just also a lot faster to set up. There's just plug and play and ready to go.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.